You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the California State University of Northridge Assistive Technology Conference 2023. And the conference is about to draw to a close. And we want to take this opportunity to do a little bit of a roundup from the team about some of their highlights, some of the things that have really captured our attention this week in Anaheim. So joining me is Darren Pascal, who has been supporting us this week. Welcome, Darren. We're also joined by Robin Spinks, who is RNIB's Inclusive Design Lead, and Aidan Foreman, who is RNIB's Director of Technology.
Yeah, that's correct.
Excellent. Well, welcome in, gentlemen. It's great to have you all here. And I just want to go around each of you, and if you could just give me a highlight or two that you'll be taking away from the conference this week. Let's start with you, Robin.
Sure. I mean, there are so many, and I'm going to pick a couple. So I think the first one I'm going to mention is Oco, which is an application that uses artificial intelligence to enable someone who's blind to cross the road. So it looks for the signal to cross the road, and it uses haptics to tell the user, obviously in a noisy environment, it uses the haptics on the iPhone to tell you when the light is either do not cross, cross, or in countdown mode. I thought it was fantastic. It doesn't require any Bluetooth, doesn't need any connectivity, so it all happens offline just using the camera of the phone and the inbuilt haptics. Amazing. And then I'm going to pick another one here at random, because there are so many. I'm going to pick the solution from WearWorks, which was the haptic nav solution. So either using a haptic band, or using an application again for the iPhone, which will use haptics to tell someone that they're sticking to the route, to give them navigational information. Those are just a couple. There are so many things.
Brilliant. Okay, Aidan, you obviously are looking at the world from the perspective of somebody who is responsible for, you know, over 1,000 users of IT systems. You're thinking about enterprise, you're thinking about procurement. What's kind of grabbing your attention at a conference like this?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. So, I mean, it's been a fantastic conference, and I really enjoyed getting to see all the different booths and all the presentations that have been going on. But for me, I've got three that I'd like to really touch on. The first one that really blew me away was one issue that we've been having is around data visualization, especially for people who are using screen readers and how they can ingest the same information. And what we came up with was we bumped into some guys from a company called HiCharts, and effectively what it allows you to do is listen, either set the charts up in an accessible way in which it creates a sonification type process, so it's all sound based, and also does a lot of smoothing of the data to allow it to work better with a screen reader so that it calls out the really salient points of the data. And for me, that's going to be a real game changer moving forward, because it's just something we've really struggled with the off-the-shelf tool sets. Next one on my list is a product called Otter AI. Otter AI is an assistant that goes alongside Microsoft Teams and works, again, using probably one of the main technologies that has been kind of, or main buzzwords that's been used in this conference more than ever, which is the word AI. And effectively what it does is it listens to the conversations in the meeting. It then summarizes all of the content and then provides you with all of the actions and all of the meeting notes post-meeting directly into your Microsoft Office application. So that could really be a game changer in terms of productivity for our teams within the RNIB in particular.
Darren, let's come to you then. What's been some of the highlights for you?
I think it's been really interesting seeing the different approaches to solving issues or tackling the whole amazing challenge around providing tactile graphics in real time. And I think of all of those, the one that is going to stick with me, I think, is what's going on with Inventivio over in Germany, because their solution, their product, seems to be offering a way to integrate with workflows that already exist. So if you already have access to some equipment to produce hard copy tactile diagrams. This can actually then take it to the next level. So it's about, one, making sure that you get the source of those diagrams and are able to produce them from freely available online repositories. But then, after having got them, what this device then does is provide you with guidance. So while you have this printout, this hard copy tactile diagram at your fingertips, how do you know what you're actually touching? So being able to get some audio guidance that is in real time tracking where your hand is and then providing some kind of explanation as to what it is that you're touching, which state are you on, which city are you looking at, which intersection have you just navigated your finger toward. That sort of level of detail and precision that should hopefully help to enable anybody actually interacting with this tactile diagram to gain a fuller understanding of actually what's happening. That was the sort of thing that really impressed me, but I think it's just one example. It really is just one example of a quite incredible wealth of innovation that is definitely on display, or has been on display this week.
Of course, everybody knows what I'm going to say.
It's all. Does it bark?
No, it doesn't bark. No, it's all about that Braille, I'm afraid. It is all about multi-line Braille and the evolution of multi-line Braille. You know, those of you who are kind of familiar with my, you know, work, I've been around people who are trying to develop multi-line Braille solutions for over a decade now. And, you know, this is the first conference I think I've been to where there are multiple options for multi-line Braille. You know, too many to list, I think, now, and that's really exciting. It really feels like multi-line Braille has arrived and that it's here to stay. It's not just, you know, one-man bands and things like that. And we do need those one-man bands, you know, to kind of get the ball rolling sometimes. But, you know, the bigger organizations now are coming on board and recognizing, you know, the value of multi-line Braille for, you know, education in particular, but also other applications in employment. So lots and lots of things there. Well, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to our coverage of the 38th annual conference from the California State University of Northridge Assistive Technology. This has been Dave Williams, Darren Pascal, Robin Spinks, and Aidan Foreman. And until next time, bye for now.